You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Here's the marriage. So marries her, now he's alive, he's not allowed to be married. Marry him and divorce her. So it says you're not allowed to be mishalecha. You're not allowed to give her a get. So it's an issa deraisa. If he gives her a get, he's even issa deraisa. Right? The Gemara goes to it's a lavanitical essay because he can return. So if he don't get malchus, but you're even alive. Oh. Zok the Gemara, according to Rava, what should be, which is not true, it should be if you give this woman a get, the get should not take effect. It shouldn't take effect. Why? Kol milsa the machmana loy savit. A get is not a mitzias, right? A get is a chalais. Torah says, if you give this get, you're chal and gerishin. What if the get's missing this? They spelled the name chuna with a hey instead of a aleph. Could be the get is puzzle, right? That means it doesn't take effect. There are dinim on the get. Therefore, says Rava, since the Torah says don't do it, what basically the Torah is telling us is, if you do it, it does not work. It does not work. Okay? It does not work. The get does work. The din is it's not true because Gemara says you make a hekesh gerushin to Misa, and just like Misa, obviously, you know, she's not married, so too gerushin. But that's another case the Gemara says, just to know that it's not only by Lavin, it's by Esses, in case anybody's going to try to answer that maybe later somewhere. So the din is the Gemara says, Yinala be mafrish ra al toiva. Guy has grapes. Right, there's X amount of grapes, bushels and bushels of grapes. He has to give part of it to a kohen. He makes truma. So he says, you know what? I'll take the sour grapes. You know the bad grapes, right? So that's an issa. It's an essay. So it's not true again. But if he's mafresh, the ra'al toiva, it shouldn't be chal. Why? Because truma is a chalais. You say here's the kohen. You're not giving a gift to a kohen. I always say that lasad lover mitzvah shem. We have a base of mikdash. The people who were still going to have dinners for yeshiva for people who give a lot of money. But there's not going to be any dinners for people who give to Kahanim a lot of truma. Because the truma belongs to Kahanim. It doesn't belong to us. It's tzedaka, it's ours, and we give away tzedaka. But truma is not that way. Right? It belongs to the kohen. So, but how does it become truma? You mafresh it. But if it's not a good afrash for some reason, it's achal. Yavad lamahani. Again, it's not true. That's what's called yavad lamahani. That's what the Rava holds. Abaye argues. Abaye says, no, or maybe he starts first. He says that you can't say, because if you're going to say by divorcing this woman, the get is not chal, what did you do wrong? This is to be Megarisha, but you weren't Megarisha. Never took effect. So Rever answers that, no. He says the reason is laka al the other member of Chwan. You're right. It didn't take you're right. It's a good question, right? The Torah doesn't give you for divorcing. The Torah for attempting to divorce her. That's the machloikas of Bayin Rava. It seems like it's a shtikel shaila lalacha. One place it does come up by us is the heter that some use of heter mechira on shviyas because it's an issa to sell to Akum land in Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Simakal Tzmisis. Is the mechira chal? If you hold the yavad lamahani, not only it's an issa, but it's not chal. That's part of the shaila. How we pass? Anyway, that's the machloikas. Comes along. So you have a machloikas. That means lamashal. In the place where it's usur to do something, let's take the case we just said: selling land in Eretz Yisrael. According to Rava, it's not chal the mechira issue, and according to Abaya, the mechira is chal. That's the machloikas. Okay, zok the Tureva. Lami boy, that's for sure. La Rava Gufe Dama, Beper Kama, right, next page at Mura. Kol Milsa Damachma La Savi Yavin La Mahani. Ella Filo Baye, the Amar Hasam Mahani. So you have a machoikas. Comes along Tureva and he seems to be saying like this. This thing that I was just machadish, that if you don't hold mitzvah Lav Lahenis Nitnu, if you used a Shaifer Shol Shlomim, so you're not Yaitze, because not because of mitzvah Bavera. Because it's not a mitzvah about Veira. Because the Veira is only because it did a mitzvah. So he says, not only will it not work according to Rava, who holds the Yovel Mahani, but even according to Abaye. Why? But let's first speak it out. According to Rava, what is the... I'll ask you a question. Let's see what you answer. Akasha that the Marit asks, if Kivega brings it many times, the following question. Is it, if you hold Yovel Mahani, Rava holds Yovel Mahani, what do you do with the Mishnah in Chulin? The Mishnah says, Hashaychit b'Shabbos. right? Says even though shenischaafi shenischaiv benafshay shchita soik sheira, the shchita is a good shchita. In fact, the Maharid, why is the shchita shchita ksheira? He did an issa, and since he did an issa, according to Rava, I avid loy mehani. It shouldn't, the shchita should not take effect because he avid loy mehani. What are you saying? The what?
The ether is mitzvah neshama, not shechting and
so therefore what?
So you're over an avera either way, by just by.
What do you mean either way? That what?
What's that? So you're over an avera and it's dead and you can't.
And therefore.
And therefore.
If
you're right.
So therefore what? Pesach, what are you saying?
Whether you shchita is good or not, shchita, the animal's still dead.
And therefore?
Therefore,
you
have make a difference.
You
still the
avera. What do you mean? Does make a difference? I know what you mean, but I don't think everybody else.
Animal's still dead.
And therefore, if the animal is still dead, what? You're. And if you're chayim nafshe, but why didn't you say yavod lo mahani? The Rebbe says you're chayim, but it's yavod lo mahani.
Because the animal's dead.
And therefore,
it was mahani physically. It's dead, but the shechita.
No, but it's just, the shechita is no good. Lo mahani.
The shechita wasn't what the Torah said. Don't shech. So that.
Once you did one simon, it's going to die. By the time you do the second simon, therefore what? You kill the animal, but don't let you eat it because that's what we're asking. So that's what we have to add. It doesn't take away the isser. Iyav lamahani always means as to rectify the isser. In other words, if I say that it was not chal, what happens? If the gerishin is not chal, therefore, avada, I was over the issa. But there's two parts. The issa is you trying to do the issa, doing the issa, attempting. You did, so you get malchus. And two is the outcome. The Torah doesn't want this woman to be divorced. Therefore, we're going to stop it. But over here, what does the Torah not want? That Sam is right. The issa is netilas neshama. Netilas neshama was done. There's no way you can get out of that. You were neitel the neshama of the bet. This is not shchita, bringing about the het to shchita. The isser is netilas neshama. See, even if we're going to say it's not a good shchita, right? It's not a good shchita. But you're not misakin the aveira. The aveira was netilas neshama. You can't be misakin the aveira. That's what Rabbi Kiva's teretz. That's a posh. I think the Maharid himself says that.
Was he not mekalkel
though? So that already is not mekalkel because the Gemara says it's moitz midei evi menachayta ben noyach. Right? In other words, Yavod lo mahani means you have to be misakin the aveira. Oh, so what's a bias? So it sounds very good. The bias says, yeah, but if you're misakin the aveira, that means you didn't do an aveira. That's a bias reasoning. If you're misakin aveira, so you'll never have an aveira. You're telling me if you divorce this woman, she's not divorced, so how you ever over this of lo yuchosha? You never do it. Zok the two heavens like this. So according to Bayan, saying Rabbi Yavlamai, Afilo Bayad Amma Hassam, the first line, Afilo Bayad Amma Hassamani, Hainu Davka Hecha She'ena Issa Baal Yedei Mitzvah, Vein Tzulim Bezeh. Do not talk, well, let's see, we'll see. Afilo Tema, De Loi Mahan, even if you're going to say Lo Mahani, Afilo Achi Yisur De Avid Avid. He did an Issa. That's what Tayyum said, Come call Hani De Maisi Hassam. Ha Tayyum Min Aral El Yofa, Rachman Amba, Chal Bay In Garu Eloi. Use the best part. Whatever the Gemara said. He went against the Torah. He gave the get. He did the afrasha. The behendya explicitly. So that's what the Bible says. Mani. Why? Because the pshat is. Even if you're going to tell me it doesn't work, but if Rabbi says, what do you mean? But that's what the Torah said. And if the Torah said it, and it's an Isser, therefore it must be it works. That's what Rabbi says. But over here, what did the Torah say? Don't use Shlomim. Fine, don't be Nenna from Shlomim, more correctly. So what's the Torah? So what are you going to say now? If you're nana, therefore what? You're not going to be yaitza. You're not going to be yaitza. She said, but you can't do that abaye. Why? Because according to abaye, yavu lo mahani. She says, wait, one second. No, that's not true. Why is that? Because if the Torah, I think Gavriel started saying that before, if the Torah would say explicitly, don't get the mitzvah of Shefer from Shlomim, and you did, Sabadi, you can't say it doesn't work, because that's what the Torah said, don't get the mitzvah of Shefer. So how can you say you didn't get the mitzvah if the Torah says, Issa, not to do it? Over here, the Torah didn't say don't blow Shefer, it says, Dapi Nena. If I say it's not Hana, you're not Yetzin Mitzvah, therefore, what are you doing? You're not saying this is a steer to the klal of Yavad Lo Mahani, Yavad Mahani, according to Baye. What you're basically saying is over here, in this case, he didn't do an Issa. That's not what the Torah was talking about. Yeah. Again, when the Torah says, let's take the case of Gerish, it's easier to understand. You're not allowed to be Megarish Yisisha. What is the Torah telling you? Don't be Megarish Yisisha. If you're going to say, a Baye says, that she's not Megarishis, where do you have the Lav? The Lav is null and void. You're telling me it's not a Gerish. That means there's no way to be Yavad Issa. Because every time I give it, I get, she's not Megarishis. So how am I Yavad Issa? But over here, the Torah didn't say, don't blow a shofar of shlomim for shofar. Don't use it for shofar. The Torah said, don't be nana. So now, what am I saying? I'm saying, oh, but you were nana. You got a mitzvah. So now I want to say, no, now you're getting the mitzvah. So if you're not going to get the mitzvah, how are you going to be yavad issa? Very partial. Take the shofar of the and drink some wine with it. It can be over. Take and scratch your back with it. You're over in issa. The issa still exists. So on that, zokt the two heaven, even a bayah would be made, it doesn't work. He says, Aval hacha tekeh shayfa shalai shleimim. D'la azeh rachmana lahedya. The Torah didn't explicitly tell us shalolit korban. Azeh shalolahanas min ahektish. Ela memela issa bekiyim emitzitalia. Bahashta. So now, e amrit lo yotze, if you're going to say lo yotze, meaning even according to bayah, ein kan issa klal. There's only one way of saying you didn't aver. Shiyotza. Yesh kanissa. Vevele mitzvah b'avera. V'kuli alma moedah kagav lo mahani v'eini yetzah dechobasa. Okay, so the far of the two heaven is that this is, we'll call it just a lashon, it's avera bal yedei mitzvah. Right? Meaning the only reason it's avera is because you did a mitzvah. In this case, everybody would be moedah works. Sai bai and sai and rav. Now, Rabbi Kiva Eger understands this very literally. We'll go over the kasha a little late. I'll tell you what the kasha of the Kiva Eger is. The Gemara in Chulin, Daf Ches, says, Sakin shel Avodah Zarah. Right? You have a Sakin, that's a Masham shel Avodah Zarah. It's Avodah Zarah. That's the din of Avodah Zarah. It's also Bana. Okay, fine. So now, you can't use it. It's also Bana. You can't cut apples with it. You can't scratch your back with it. Right? You can't, whatever. You do with a knife. Now you want to shecht with it, okay? We don't have to go to these pratim. It seems that when you shecht an animal, right, you're losing more money because while the animal's alive, now Vada would talk about different types of animals, it depends on the farm. Let's just say, you know, a guy has in his backyard a shor. What does he use the shor for? To plow, to do all kinds of work. And now he shechts it, he really lost money because this way it's his work shor, right? Like the Gemara says, right? You have shvarim that are used for radiyah, for work, not for shechita. So by shechting it, the Gemara calls it mekalkel. He's lost. Even though on Shabbos, like Dr. Brickman said, lemaisa is the mekalkel is potter also on Shabbos. So Taisa says, because in Shabbos is malachas machshavos. No matter how small a gain you got meat. That's a profit. But in Isur Anah, he says, if something's worth $1,000, and by making meat you can sell for $500, right? You got this huge shor. It's done unbelievable work. Okay, nowadays we don't have we don't usually work. I mean, I guess they do some places. You don't work with animals. A horse. Right? You take a racehorse and you shecht it and give it to some Indians that eat horse meat. I guess. I don't know. But that's a makalkal. The shor's worth, you know, millions of dollars probably. You know, because the race was. You made $100 of horse meat, right? Doesn't mean anything. So that's not called misakin. So it's mutter the shech. Interesting a lot. That's a Gemara. On this, Frekta Vikiveger, why don't you say Iyavud lo mahani? Why don't you say Iyavud lo mahani? That since Koshali, let's just take a look. Name a kivin asalana bechalas savid. I'm sorry. I should have gone to the next step. Then the Gemara says that you're allowed to shech them as sukenis. So let's take our animals. You have a chicken in Empire, not to exclude anyone else. I don't remember any other company. And they shech the chicken. Savada, that's not called a kalkal, that's a misakin. That's a misakin, right? Right? That's a misakin. So what's the din? So you're not allowed to shech it. But if you shech the shchitas akshayra, there, in other words, if the beim is musukenis, the beim is going to die. It's not going to work. Then you can shech the animal. Then you can't shech them because you're getting a nah. Frank of Kivager, why don't you say Yavad Lomahani? Now, why don't you say Yavad Lomahani? Since you're not allowed to shech the animal, right? It's also to do it. And you did it, the shechita shouldn't be a good shechita. And here you don't have your teretz by Shabbos, which if you just look, Rabbi Kivager says that. He says that. Don't tell me from Shabbos because you see, just skip the line that starts. The sixth line, nearly the law kosher ma shehikshem arit v'tshuva da sheikh b'sham shkita shkayer, the name Yevlo Mani. The hasam gam ken ever mishum shkita, like Sam said, mishum netil seshama, ve'evi tikkun lo hitz midei v'achai, u'bezeh lo sheikh lo mahani, d'rei meisel lefanecha, v'oz de isum even achai. Av a sheikh mesukenes over here, what did you gain by shechting this mesukenes? Because now you have meat. But if we ask the meat, we say it's not a good shkita, you didn't gain anything. So why don't you say, yavad lo mahani? That's what he says. So he says, "Biyaisa." Let's just skip over five lines before the end, which says "Misakin." Ubiyaisa, lefi mashe kosev aturi evin, gabe toka shayfer shaloyla lafila mandama I avad mahani, haynu ba'alma, da afim yadin de lo mahani, mukol makom asa veira da avar memer achmana. He's supposed to say that even if you hold like a baye, you should say avolam mahani. Why? Because the issa is not to shecht with the sack and the avodah zarah. This is to get hana. If we say that the shechita is not a good shechita, you never got hana. You never got hana. All right? And therefore, even according to baye, it shouldn't work. That's the Turi Evan's kasha. Rabbi Kivager understood this Turi Evan is it's a din yavad lo mahani. Kimidumani, that's not the pshat. And I just want to say a very poshut chilek. The Turi Evan only means this by mitzvahs bechlal. It's not. I don't think it's shachta. He's understanding like this that the Turi Evan meant to say is that yavad lo mahani. Therefore, you're not makayim a mitzvah. A mitzvah is not a chalois. A mitzvah is a kima mitzvah. That's what it is. It's not a chalois. A chalois is something that takes effect. You can eat the meat, you can live with the woman, you can. It's not truma, only a kohen can eat, the effect takes place. A mitzvah, what?
Changing status.
Yeah, a mitzvah is not a change in status. Mitzvah is not an effect, it's not a chalois. A mitzvah is something you get a kiyum from. All the Turi of Evan meant to say, kimudumani, is that over here it's not totally in the machloikis abayin rava. Everybody would agree it doesn't work because you're making it not in a mitzvah. In other words, this doesn't go into mitzvah, into yavad lo mahani. In other words, it's not the pshat is, in order. Kivek is actually good, that's a separate kasha yavad lo mahani. And I think Gavriel answered before, but we're not going to say, oh, we'll just maybe use it for a different time. Why you don't see yavad lo mahani? What I'm saying is, the Turi Evan never meant to say that over here there's a din by a mitzvah yavad lo mahani. How do you say a mitzvah yavad lo mahani? It's not like Sam says, a change of status, not a chalois. It's a kiyum mitzvah. What does he mean to say? He means to say this is a type of mitzvah babaveira. Be'emison, let's take a look. And we'll do quickly 4, 5, and 6. The Gemara says the same thing by chalitza. Echasan shol avarizor lo sichlitz chalitza chalitza sekshev. Zok to Ashi, chalitza sekshev, could skip over the second line. V'shol avariz kachavim, nami, hoyol v'lechu avad u'mishamshu avariz kachavim, lav l'sveifu kamri, which bent kasha. The is lehu takanta bebiddle because you can be mevatled. Avodah zarah shel goy you can be mevatled. Ben avodah zarah shel Yisrael you can't. Ve'i mishum isa no chalitza lav anahi. The mitzvah is lav lehenis. It's also a shtickel chiddush. The chalitza is called the mitzvah no, but that's we don't have to get that. Zok to Ramban, Alma 6. I nitnul anas kiven shim yotza nena. Oh, I never told you to do ritva. I never told you, right? I forgot. I had it written down. Okay. It was my, what's the skip? Alma, you need to, did we do a ritual? No. Huh? I don't remember. Okay, whatever. What? If you look at the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, the Turi Avos Mamash Mechavan to Divrei Rishonim, as we know, the Turi Avos either didn't have the Rishonim, didn't look at the Rishonim, I don't know. I don't think he ever quotes a Ritva. Gans, he learned Turi Avos, Gvur Sari and Makis. Makis is Ritva. Anybody learns Makis, he can't learn without Ritva. He doesn't quote one Ritva. I don't think he ever quotes any. I think he quotes a Marsha ever. It says Alma, once in a while he quotes a Prichadash, a Naida Biuda. Certainly shame, he just Pashat didn't quote. He quotes a Shibala Leket. But I don't know if the Pshat is even means you do it. He went around all over. He didn't have a Shas to his name. Shaksaya, they say, finish Shas over 1,000 times, right? At a certain age. Chvest, it's Pella. So both the Ritva and the Ramban say, Alma, e nitnulana, if you hold nitnulana, kivin shim yotza nene, va'avadisura, v'i lo yotza lasoklum, nitnulana nene, amini lo yotza. The Ritva, it's a little more shtaka. Ritva says, mutav shenaymar, shelo yotza, kidei shelo yela aveira. I don't remember more or less the Ritva. Vishenim are saying, and I think that's what the two ever meant too, that the pshat is, mitzvah ba'aveira is only the pshat, you didn't aveira anyway, so you have a key mitzvah. But if the pshat is the mitzvah itself gives you aveira, that's not what the Torah considers a mitzvah. A mitzvah can't be the gerim for an aveira. It has nothing to do with yavlo mahani, lo mahani. What he's just telling too, what he's just comparing is, that even a bayu always holds that your yotza, that you can't take away, he says, in this situation, you wouldn't say it. You wouldn't say such things. In fact, that's what Gavir Hilly was saying, if you think about it like this, in Shabbos, Bechlal, it could be there's no such thing as the Yavud Lo Mahani, the Kasha of Shechita, besides that. You have other places where you have such things, we don't have Rav Kivegas Teretz. Lamashal, what if you're Makadish and Isha with Isuria Na? What's the difference between Makadish and Isha with Isuria Na? So Mishnah says in Kedushin, Ainu Makudesh. Through Rosh Hashanah, I'm bothered. Why are you not Makudesh? She can use it, Shalai Kederach Ana. She can use it, Shalai Kederach Ana. That's Rosh Hashanah's Kash. I don't have Turutsu. But she can use it, Shalai Kederach Ana. Frek Tavi Kivega, but how are you married to her? Why don't you say, Yavad Lamahani? You're getting Ana, you're getting the Isha. Right? You're getting the Isha, so say, Yavad Lamahani. She said, you're not married to her. That's what Kivega's Kasha. So, in one place, the Minchas Chinuch says, I think Rav Kivega also said, not in this kasha, like on Shabbos. What did the Torah say when it said not to divorce this woman? The Torah said, don't divorce her, and according to Rava, you don't have the din is not true, but if it would be true, the pshat in the Torah is, you don't have the power to divorce this woman. In Shabbos, what did the Torah say? Don't be Mechal Shabbos. Don't do Malacha. You can't say the taich in the Pasuk is, I don't have the power to be Mechal Shabbos, because I do. I can be Chayrish, I can be Kaysev. Elawat, you want to find me a case where, by making it not Chalais, so you're not Mechal Shabbos. But that's not what the Torah said. The Torah didn't talk about Chalais. When the Torah talked about Isuri Ana, the Torah didn't talk about Chalais, the Torah talked about Hana. Don't be Nana. How could you say, Yavul Lo Mahani? I could be Nana. I take the Isra and I eat it. I scratch my back with it. I sell it. Otherwise, you have a case where you're Makadosh Inish, you want to be Mafkir Ana. That case is not Pshat the Pasuk. Yavul Lo Mahani is only in relationship to the Pasuk. If the Pasuk says, don't do it, don't sell the land, that means you have no power to sell the land. Don't be mafresh. That means you don't have the power to be mafresh. But you can't say don't be mechal Shabbos, right? And if you do, it's not gonna work. What's not gonna work? You'll find me a case where it's not gonna work, and it'll be mesakin Shabbos. It doesn't matter because you can't learn it. That's pshat in the pasuk. That's what I'm saying. Quote to everybody. It doesn't. There's no reason to say you have a lamani. Elo what? There's a mitzvah b'aveira. So you're saying it meaning aveira b'aliyah the mitzvah. That's a different cloud.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.